This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As you sit down Friday to watch the opening ceremonies from Rio and the whole next 2 weeks of the games or whatever it is, one thing is completely certain. There will be commercials. Lots of them, too. A good number of which will use all the iconic Olympic branding and imagery we have come to expect and that, honestly, the big corporate sponsors have paid for the right to use. Should you be a non-sponsoring conglomerate, though, and wish to advertise during the games, then your fate rests with something called Rule 40 of the United States Olympic Committee. E.J. Schultz is the Chicago Bureau Chief for Ad Age. He wrote about Rule 40 not too long ago. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
First thing I think I need you to do for me is explain Rule 40, would you?
Sure. Rule 40 essentially is one of the tools that the United States Olympic Committee has used to protect the rights of their official sponsors, which pay big bucks to obtain the rights to certain trademarks like the Olympic rings, the Olympic phrases, etc. It previously had barred any non-sponsor from running advertising during the games as well as a few days after and before the games. These non-sponsors were not allowed to use Olympic athletes in any kind of advertising at all. But in response to some complaints a couple years ago during the London Games from athletes that were complaining they were sort of losing the right to generate their own revenue through their own individual brand partnerships, the USOC sort of relaxed the rule a bit. And starting in this Olympics in Rio, the non-sponsors can actually run ads with athletes in them. However, there's a huge caveat, and that is they cannot use any of the Olympic imagery.
Right. But also, aren't there a whole set of like protected words? I mean, Olympic they can't use, which makes sense, I suppose, these non-sponsors. But Rio, gold, victory, games. I mean, it does seem a little restrictive, no?
It is. And that's the argument that some non-sponsors are bringing forward. They're saying basically that these are generic phrases, that they should have the right to use them. Technically, the letter of the law says you're not allowed to use those phrases that in any way implies a connection between the athlete and the games themselves. But practically speaking, it sort of rules out using those phrases at all.
And you got to believe that the CEOs of the actual sponsor companies are on the phone to the head of the USOC saying, no, 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 you can't let them do this.
I would think that that's correct. And there's some heavy hitters in there. The sponsors include Procter & Gamble, Visa, Nike, McDonald's, Coca-Cola.
Where does this leave, then, those non-sponsors who want to advertise? Because as you say in this piece, they are left with generic, almost non-relevant. You don't actually say the word pablum, but that's pretty much inferred by what some of these companies say.
They have to essentially make a decision, which is it still worth it for us to use our athletes, which we've signed individual deals with, and put out more of a generic ad, and hopefully that the average viewer sort of makes that connection. Or do you just sit out the games?
Where do we go from here? I mean, is it going to get ever tighter now with the Olympic Games as the IOC and the U.S. Olympic Committee tries to protect its valid, you know, trademarks and patents and all that?
I think everyone, you know, no matter what your opinion is on this right now, is viewing this as sort of a test year. I would venture to say that there will be some changes after this year. The important thing to note, however, is that the USOC, in their defense, they say that they do not get any government funding. So their entire operations, a lot of it comes from their sponsorship fees. So if they relax the rules too much, they say that they would have less revenue. And in their mind, then that would hurt the athletes.
E.J. Schultz is the Chicago Bureau Chief at Advertising Age. E.J., thanks very much.
Thank you.